The 9/11 commemoration in Corpining Plaza began with a presentation of colors by the Winston-Salem Fire Department Honor Guards. Seventy-eight-year-old Hubert Pegram of Winston-Salem attended the ceremony. His eyes welled with tears at times during the program.
Yes, it brings back memories, but bringing back memories that the United States is still vulnerable. And the way it's going now, it's going to be more vulnerable.
Students and staff from Berean Baptist Christian School also attended the ceremony. Eighth grader Cassie Smith was only 1 year old when the attacks happened, but she says she is learning a lot about this important part of U.S. history.
Our theme for our school is training patriots. So I feel like, you know, I'm a patriot inside, and even though I'm not out there doing everything with the policemen and firefighters, I still feel like I'm trying to do a part in this land and the country.
During the ceremony in Winston-Salem, the victims of the 9/11 attacks were also remembered with a moment of silence and the ringing of the firehouse bell. Guest speakers included Mayor Alan Joines, Police Chief Barry Roundtree, and Forsyth County EMS Director Dan Osmick. Roundtree says on September 11th, he was in a training session with other law enforcement officers at North Carolina State University. He says he will never forget the emotions he felt that day, and the community support is important to first responders like him.
Well, it means a lot to me. I mean, we do it every day. It's not to the magnitude as it was in New York, but our officers put their lives on the line, our firefighters and other emergency workers, they put their lives on the line every day to protect the freedom of others.
The 9/11 terror attacks took nearly 3,000 lives when hijacked planes crashed into New York's Twin Towers, the Pentagon, and a rural field in Pennsylvania. Carrie Brown, WFDD News.